My name is Stephen Rowe Lewis. I'm the governor for the Gila River Indian Community, and I'm also proudly a delegate from the state of Arizona to the DNC.
And can you tell me, first I saw you giving a little selfie. Is that for social media? Where is that going?
That's going back home. That's going back to the Gila River Indian Community and hopefully all of the 22 tribes in Arizona. As we know, the native vote is going to be critical, especially in Arizona, the battleground state as well.
And what was your message to the community members?
My message was, we're making history. We are going to be hopefully electing the next president and vice president, Vice President Kamala Harris, and Governor Tim Walz as well. And as you know, I had the tremendous opportunity to acknowledge at probably one of the largest rallies two Fridays ago in Glendale, Arizona, acknowledging both where the rally was being held on, which was traditional Otham land, what we call our Otham Jovid as well, and just to recognize how important it is to vote, especially our young Native voters, 18 to 24. And you know what, I say that voting is so important in Arizona. It's a battleground state, but wherever there are Native voters, wherever there are Native communities, that is so important. That is the important votes that are going to, I know, are going to turn this election.
And you have met with the Vice President. She's been to your community before, is that correct?
Vice President Harris, about a year and a half ago, you know, we were able to host her. First time she's been to Indian country as a vice president, and I think that's the only tribe. She spent the whole day with us, really visiting, and of course the second gentleman met with our veterans. She met with our Native youth as well. She addressed the community, and also she went to one of our water projects that was funded by the ARP and the BIL as well. You know, I have to also give props, so much respect for our president, President Biden, for the tremendous amount of funding that went to Indian country, the largest federal money resources in any era that has gone to Indian country for important issues such as roads, telecommunication, water, all types of infrastructure as well, and showing the leadership to step aside for Vice President Harris, making history, hopefully, as our first African-American Indian female president. She has articulated this both at the rally, the largest rally so far in her campaign, but also on the Gila River Indian Country, acknowledging and advocating and supporting tribal sovereignty, the trust, treaty responsibility as well. All these issues that are so important, I know, to all of our Native American voters, protecting the Indian Child Welfare Act, and I know she had done that, and she had been such a tremendous advocate as the Attorney General in California as well. So she has a long history of supporting tribal sovereignty.
And just a couple more questions. Does your tribe endorse candidates, and are you endorsing her?
As a delegate, I am. I know the Gila River Indian community, you know, and I know as us as indigenous people and tribal people, when those types of leaders, when they come to Indian country, and especially as our elders told us, that means so much. For them, it's not about on social media, or it's not about, on TV, a political ad. It's about coming on our traditional land face to face. So I could just leave it at that. There was so much excitement when she came.